It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Innocent, really, isn't it? Just show up. Be your authentic self.
Be there.
Yeah. And, you know, just knowing that someone's there and, okay, they've taken the time. That's all it is. You know, like, as I said in the sometimes you hit rock bottom. And it's to do with the mental illness side of things. Everybody's prepared to say, give me a call if you're feeling bad. But how many people called me to see how I was?
No. How unfair is that, to put that weight on somebody, because they won't do it?
No, not a chance.
They won't do it.
Not a chance in hell that you'll sit there and go, oh, geez, I'm rock bottom. I've got to call someone. And the things that go through your head that you don't want to put a burden on their shoulders.
You know, if your audience hasn't seen that clip, make sure that it's available to them, Pete, because you shared something in that story that impacted me on a deep, deep level. And it's regarding the very element that you're talking about right now. When we do share our discomfort and people say, I'm here for you, call me if you need anything. How cruel and unfair that is, because if you reach out to ask somebody how they're doing and they share that they're struggling,
Yep.
Here's the term you use that I absolutely loved. You've entered a social contract, and it's your responsibility as a caring friend to reach out. Not put the onus on someone you know who is suffering from either emotional or physical angst to reach out to you when you need something, because odds are they'll never do it. You'll read about their demise. You'll read about them having committed suicide. You'll read about them dying of the disease and wonder why they never reached out to you. They have so much going on that front. So thank you for that, because it raised an awareness in me, right? Like that social contract, when you reach out and you ask somebody how they're doing, it better be from a place of a genuineness.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, you know, like, to be honest, I was struggling a bit when you came to visit, but I got extremely worse after that. And I was watching all of the, you know, Are You Okay? And all the different organisations that, and this is the flip side to it, that promote to help people with mental health, to try to give them the tools to help someone with mental health. But nowhere did they talk about the consequence. And that's where I come up with the idea that if you ask someone how they're going, that's the social contract.
Yeah, no, that's powerful.
Because
that's powerful.
Yeah, because there's two scenarios that are going to happen, and you touched on one of them. And one of them is going to the funeral parlor that they don't want to go to. And the other one is being the person opens up to you. And when they open up to you, are you prepared to listen unconditionally without voicing an opinion? And this is the other one that people do say to you, and that is, well, that's stupid that you think that way. Pop that one when you're suffering from mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Being told that, you know, because you're opening up and you're feeling bad and you're feeling down and you feel like that you want to take your own life, that you're stupid. So what that does is that just pushes that person aside. You don't say anything, you just push that person aside, but you just go backwards at a rate of knots.
You know, absolutely.
And the periods of loss and frustration that you were talking about where, you know, your father called you stupid. So you go back into that pocket again. And you just get, it's like a hamster on a reel with some people. That they don't understand that the depths of despair that people are at when they're at rock bottom.
So you see, we get anchored to pain. We get anchored to pain every time there's an incident. And, you know, here's six little words for the audience to write down.
Yep.
Different, better, more, hopes, dreams, and expectations. Those are the elements where we're anchored to pain events in our lives because we are incomplete emotionally.
Yeah.
And what I love about our process is that's the destination for us. We prepare people to complete emotionally. And that's where we get to pull those little hooks out of the soft spots of our spirit, but we need the courage to be able to talk about them. And, you know, you said something critical. You said something important. Our job is to simply listen. In our profession as grief and loss specialists, we refer to ourselves as hearts with ears.
Yeah, you know, like the famous saying, God gave us two of these.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah. We don't analyze, we don't judge, and we don't criticize.
Yeah. Well, Don, let's come to that time.
Wow.
I've got a timer here and I know how long we've been ticking along for, and for you to give me your time and thoughts and understanding, like we could go for, I could do a Joe Rogan on this with you, you know, go for 3-4 hours, but you know, I've got to be fair here, but we can have more episodes.
Absolutely. I love that, Pete.
First of all, how would someone get in contact with you if they felt that they connected with you in this conversation and that they feel that they could go down the path that you take people?
Like this is ironic, right? Because I poo-poo the social media platforms, but it's the easiest way for people to connect.
Yeah.
You know, I can be found at on Facebook at dvlachance.com. That's the link to my bio. Facebook is, if you just do a search on loss specialist, yeah, I can provide you with the links if you want to put them.
I'll have the links. I've got them in your bio and everything like that. But the main one for me for people to go to is dvlachance.com.
Absolutely. Because my bio is there. And, yeah. You know, I'm raw in it, Pete. You know, our motto is we go first.
Yep. And, you know, it's just like sometimes you hit rock bottom. You know, I was going to edit it and I started listening to it and I said, nah, I can't edit this. I just got to let it go as raw as it's got to be, because we talk about turning up and being your authentic self. And if you're editing things, you're not authentic. That's how I see it. It's,
yeah, ego's taken over.
Yeah, yeah. So when I do these shows, and once again, I appreciate your time, these just go out. I just polish up the sound to make sure it sounds good, but they just go out and be as raw as they can with me scratching and carrying on and the sniffles and things like that. But
yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, because those are the things we hope resonate with people, right? Like, this is real.
Yeah.
This is real. There's, you know, we show up without armor.
And that's what I want people to start to to get from these podcasts and episodes and things like that, that it's two things. One is it's okay to be broken, right? That, you know, everything in the world breaks and we're included in that, whether it's physical or mental. And the other thing is that it's okay to be yourself. Not what others want you to be, but who you wish to be.
Your authentic self.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I close off sometimes with. You know, the show is the Peter George Experience, success through conversation and experiences. But it's really to help you be the best you can be.
That's awesome, Pete. I just want you to know that I'll support you on this journey any way I can.
Yeah, and, you know, like, I hope people reach out to you because you just know at the right point to get that little bit extra from someone that will hopefully open them up, like that young girl did at the hospital where she went through the circle of who Peter George was. And that's when I realised that pain was just another little dot on the journey of Peter George. And it took her to do it. You know, like I knew I probably could have come to you, but I didn't feel that it was right. But, you know, as I said, going to the hospital and things like that, the mental health unit scared the bejeevers out of me. The people that were in there and what they're going through, and then two, the team that they put you in touch with was phenomenal. So there is help there for people, and you just got to find it. And in a couple of weeks' time, I'm talking with a guy called David McBride. Now, Dave was part of my recovery, and as I say in the talk, that he didn't do much, but he was there for me. And that's what it all comes down to.
Yep.
You know, like, he turned up, which I never used to, and that's how you can pick someone with mental illness. They don't start turning up. But he turned up here, didn't judge, just listened. So, and you do the same thing, my good friend, and you know, we owe a lot to you as a person.
Thank you, Peter.
Pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.